Ladies, what are you all doing away from your desks? Why is everyone congregated in the break room? Oh, it's you. Why is it whenever there is a lack of productivity, you are at the center of it? Back to work, everyone. There's so much to do. Immediately! I didn't spend a small fortune to build this stupid new open floor plan office just for you to hide in the kitchen listening to this wise ass crack his stupid jokes. Go now! You, stay. I need to speak with you. Follow me to my office. Inside. Sit down. Denise, hold my calls. I'm not to be disturbed. What are we going to do with you? When I hired you, I thought you had a lot of promise. What was it you said in your interview? You were going to bring a fresh new perspective to the firm? Well, where is it? Huh? Since you were brought on, you've contributed nothing. Actively slowed progress on multiple projects. And worst of all, my entire female workforce has filed many complaints about you to HR. You are a black hole of productivity. Competent employees seem to wither into worthless drones in your very presence. I'm at a loss. I truly do not know what to do. Of course I want to fire you, but this day and age, do you know how hard it is to fire someone with cause? To avoid paying severance benefits out the ass? I bet you'd just love for me to lay you off and send you packing with a cushy unemployment package. But I refuse to let that happen. So I thought, I'll lay the groundwork. I'll have HR watch him like a hawk, and soon we'll have a paper trail of enough formal complaints that firing his ass will be easy fucking peasy. That's right, smartass. I have in my hand stack of reports from our lovely HR lady. We're going to read through them together, and we'll see. We'll just see if you think you deserve to stay on here a second longer. This one comes from Elaine in marketing. Elaine reports to HR that you, quote, constantly stopped by her desk to flirt and make stupid jokes. So far, so predictable. To the point where you became a constant distraction. Then when Elaine complained to you, Wait. This can't be right. What the fuck is this? You managed to seduce her, convince her to take off her clothes in a stairwell, and she got her pussy stuffed over and over until she was giggling little fuck doll? Why would HR write that in the report? This is an official document, for Christ's sake! Well, great. This proves you're having inappropriate relations with co-workers on premises. That's something, I suppose. Well, this next one comes from Krista in sales. Perfect. She's a department head. Her word means a lot around here. I start thinking about packing my bags if I were you. It says that you were frequently causing a ruckus in their department. Here we go. This sounds good. Strolling by and flirting with all the women. Ha! Typical. And then when Krista made an attempt to officially reprimand you, she... Oh, good God. You've got to be shitting me. Dropped to her knees and bobbed on your cock over and over, gagging and smiling like a stupid bitch who loves to choke on fat dick? Okay, what in the fuck is going on here? There must be one normal complaint in here. Slave bitch? Cum whore? Worthless little brain-dead anal cunt? How did you manage to dominate all these hard-working, upstanding young women? I mean, I'm appalled. All of the women in my firm were hand-selected by me to be future leaders in the field. They are absurdly qualified, possess multiple degrees, and yet you seem to have turned them all into your harem. There's only one report left. It's from Erica, the head of HR. When I brought him to my office, it was with the sole purpose of getting to the bottom of his little game. He was carving his way through our female workforce and leaving nothing but empty-headed bimbos in his wake. I wanted very much to nail him for the sake of Miss Nari, but he ended up nailing me? I'm not entirely sure how it happened, but by the end of the meeting, he'd convinced me to cut my clothes off with scissors, say incredibly degrading words about myself, and to spread my asshole for him to fuck. I'd never had anything in my asshole before, but after he made me come and scream like a stupid whore for him, I will gladly give daddy any hole he likes from now on. I do not recommend he be terminated from the company, and in fact, I'm recommending him for a salary raise. How? How is this possible? I don't understand how one man could achieve all this. Erica is one of the most uptight, sexless people I know. And now she's yours? This is impossible. Tell me how you did it. Tell me right now, or I'm calling the police. Did you drug them? Hypnotize them? Blackmail them? What is it? Oh, give me a fucking break. All you did was fuck them? All you did was fuck them. You're telling me you convinced each and every one of them to take a chance on your dick, and the second they did, they started worshiping you on their knees? Yeah, right. I don't believe you. Ha! Sure. Okay, then. Fine. You think I'll fall for it, too? Bullshit! Take it out, then. Yeah, I'm serious. Come on, whip it out. I am not worried. You're just a man. And besides, I can't stand you. I know myself, and I know I will have absolutely zero problem resisting your stupid fucking cock. I'm a strong, intelligent woman with morals, self-respect, and standards. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting. Oh. Fuck, come here. Sorry, I don't know what. I just need to. Let me just fucking. Oh. I don't know. I... I don't know what exactly came over me. This is so humiliating. I'm still completely furious at you. You know, huh? Oh yeah, please throw fuck me, daddy. Procedure. You're not fired. You're not going anywhere. Please spit on me now. Oh, God. Getting spit on by my daddy makes my pretty pussy drool. Oh. You want me to put some of my own spit on my face? Yeah? Okay. Okay. Let me choke on your dick again. There. There's all my drool in my hand. And now... Oh, God. Oh, I'm rubbing it all over my fucking face. I'm all fucking messy. Huh? Oh, you want me to strip down to my underwear? Yeah, sir. Yeah. Do you want me to, sir? Yeah, that's a good idea. I don't want to be wearing clothes anymore. I'll leave my heels and jewelry on though, yes? Yeah, I think that would look really pretty. I want to look pretty for you. My underwear isn't all pretty, I'm afraid. I didn't begin the day thinking I was going to get brutally throat fucked by my new daddy, and I love it so fucking much that I had to strip off my clothes for him. So, I'm sorry. They're just plain blue. The panties aren't even a thong. They cover my whole ass. Please don't punish me for not having slutty enough underwear, Daddy. Oh, sir. That's such a good idea. I'll hike my panties up over my ass cheeks. So my fat ass sticks out of the sides. You You're so fucking smart, Daddy. There. Now my fat, slutty ass is on display for you, sir. Do you like when I call you sir? Do you like daddy? Or maybe I should call you boss. How do you like that? The boss's boss? Yeah? Please boss me around, boss. Boss me. Bully me. Fuck me up. And treat me like a stupid fucking cunt. I'm a stupid fucking cunt. I'm obedient. I will obey anything you tell me to do. Oh, that's a great idea. Let's go tell the whole office the good news. Attention, everyone. Eyes on me, please. From now on, this gentleman here is in charge of this whole office. He is my master, and I am his slave. I don't think any of the women here will mind. But he is now allowed to fucking rape us whenever he likes. A day where his balls go undrained is an absolute failure on the part of each and every slut that works here. As you can see, he's completely dominated me in just a short span of time and gotten me practically naked. I will do anything he says. Boss, will you tell me what to fucking do so I can prove the whole office that I am not in charge anymore? Help me prove what a stupid, pliable, fucking nothing of a human I am now. Let me show them that you have full control. Please? I'll be the sluttiest for you, bimbo whore, slave cunt for you. I don't care what people think of me anymore. Tell me what to do. Stick my tongue out, cross my eyes, and say, ah. A dumb bitch? Yes, boss. Oh. What else, boss? You want me to crawl around on my hands and knees? Oh, that's so degrading and foul. Of course, boss. Here. There. Now I'm on the ground, crawling like an animal. I'm not a fucking person anymore. I'm a crawling, begging, kneading, drooling cum cunt that has given complete control to her daddy boss. Should I let someone slap my ass? Okay. Hello? My daddy boss told me I need to get hit and groped. Will you do that to me? Oh, thank you. You can hit me harder though. I need to get hit. Oh, oh fuck. Thank you. I need to crawl back to my daddy now. Boss, I'm going to crawl to you with my tongue out, moaning and eyeing until I've crawled right into your cock and it goes straight down my throat. I won't stop until I've buried my fucking face into your pubes. Grab my head and hold me there, okay? Don't stop even if I start to choke. I want to see how long I can deep-throat you and hold it there. Here I come, Daddy. Ah, ah, ah.
Wow, it was fucking brutal, sir. I held it for like, what, 10, 20 minutes, 20 seconds or something. Are you proud of me? Please tell me you're proud of me. Nothing else matters to me than what you think of me. Is pretty fucking mouth with that asking. You, boss. Slap the fat fucking meat on my face. God, I'm such a whore. I used to be so good. Now I'm such a fucking whore. Louder. I used to be good and now I'm a whore. I used to be good and now I'm a whore. Was that good, boss? Do I say lots of good things for you? Yeah? Huh? Uh-huh. What's next? You can't just use my mouth all day. I mean, you can, but... I really want to get fucked. Stupid in the pussy. Will you fuck me, stupid? Fuck me really hard. My dumb pussy needs to get raped by your fat fucking cock so you can completely own me, okay? I don't want to be normal girl anymore. I want to be a dumb little three horse slave, okay? Please, please, let me give you my cunt. Let me give you my cunt so I can stretch and come on your fat fucking bitch breaker of a cock. Oh, thank you. Thank you, daddy. Yeah, I'll lay my fucked up drool-covered little face on the ground. I'll stick my fat ass in here. Yes. Oh, please. I'll pull aside my soaking little panties and make a slut out of me. Make that good girl pussy stretched out. Worthless a whore pussy, please. Oh, fuck. God, I'm so fucking full. Is that all of it? No. Oh, fuck. Oh, daddy, I'm so sorry. I was such a bitch to you. Oh, please forgive me, okay? Yeah, forgive me by tearing my bitch pussy up and leaving me a mess on the floor. Break my fucking cunt and own my body. Own my fucking body. In front of my entire company, let them all know. Oh, I'm not in charge anymore. Do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, sir, you're the fucking boss. Yes. Yes, daddy. Yes, you're the fucking boss. Yes, it's so it's too good. Breaking my fucking brain. God, you're the fucking boss. Oh, shit. You're the fucking boss. You're the fucking boss. Yes, the fucking boss. Oh, God. Fucking damn it. Oh, I'm such a stupid little slut. Fuck me. Oh, God. God, I'm the dumbest little fucking cunt I've ever fucking met. Thank you for using your bitch breaker dick on me, boss. I deserve to get used like this. I'm so sorry for being mean to you, daddy. I'm so fucking sorry. So fucking sorry. Oh, hit it harder, boss. Oh, boss, I'm going to come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Will you please let me? Can I? Please, I'll do anything you say. Just let this fucking fucked up little slave bitch have an orgasm and stuff my stupid pussy with your hot load cum. Yes, thank you. Yes. Oh, fuck. fucking come with me as I come, as I come. Ah, 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 fill me up with the fucking cum, daddy. God damn it. Ah, 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 ah. They liked how you treated me, Daddy. I did too. So much. Yes, boss. I'll eat your cum out of my pussy. Clean all your cum out of my slave cunt, Daddy. Thank you for turning me from a mean, prude bitch into your personal rape whore boss. Excuse me, girls. What are you waiting for, ladies? I can't satisfy our boss on my own. We have to get him hard again. Back to work, everyone. There's so much to do.
Whoa, listener. I don't know how I feel about this audio, but I'm always degrading you, making you feel like the little bitch, the little slut. So, this one is for the ones that want to get back at me or some shit. So, I felt weird. I don't know if I'll do another audio like this again. I don't know. It took me by surprise. I wanted to be surprised, so I really didn't want to read into it as much because I wanted to just be in the character and, like, fucking, you know. I really hope you enjoy this. I hope you don't think badly of me after listening to this. I hope I impress the writer. It's a great fucking script. The first half, funny as hell. I enjoyed it so much, but I'm not into the whole gagging, gulp, whatever. okay. Anyways, I guess I'll just leave it up to you, listener. Let me know what you think, and let me know if you want more of this. Okay. Have a good one, my kittens.